This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Oh, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Deportations have been in the news, and some of those mishaps, like the one man sent to a El Salvador prison, have made international news. And what about the visas that have been revoked for some students around the country? Joining us is Ellen Freeman, who is an immigration attorney and also the School of Law at the University of Pittsburgh. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning, Cleary.
I'm unfortunately certain you've been very, very busy in your profession these days. When we hear about they've just revoked students' visas, how many students are we talking about around the country? I know there have been some here at Pitt, CMU, Penn State. What's the status
Duquesne,
of this?
Duquesne, La Roche. Unfortunately, the numbers are staggering. We're here about 5,000, and they're growing by the day. They're really, really large numbers of international students affected. Initially, it started with students who were supporting terrorist activities, participating in blocking access of students to campuses at mostly elite universities, and that's what we've heard how it started. But it's expanded significantly to students with very minor, very old arrests for DUI, for very minor traffic violations, for very minor misdemeanors that normally would never result in somebody losing their student status and being asked to leave the country immediately.
Legally, though,
for example,
Go ahead.
But the significance of what's happening in the country, it's not that they're just revoking their visa, saying, hey, when you travel internationally next time, you won't be able to return to the United States without receiving a new visa. That is called prudential revocation of a visa. But what's significant now is that the status has been terminated in the national database that manages students. It's called CVIS. And that students are not receiving any status. Universities are not receiving any notice of that happening. And the only way they find out most of the time is they do a periodic sweep of their students, and all of a sudden they see a discrepancy with the status of an active student, and that's the only way how they know.
Legally, we have heard that they have invoked some wartime ICE deportation where they don't have to go through traditional, the legal process, so there is no recourse in many cases. Is that true?
It is true, other than going to federal court. As you see, the courts will be extremely busy. And every single student has the Fifth Amendment right to have due process, and so they all will be going to federal courts. Some will be joined together and there will be class action, some will be mass action, and some, as we're seeing now with the Dartmouth student, is an individual case where a federal judge ordered the Immigration Service to reinstate the status of that particular student. Importantly, students are governed differently than other classes of immigrants in the United States. After 9/11, because as we know, some of the terrorists were attending flight schools, all of the handling of students was transferred to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, same agency that deports people. So students are under the jurisdiction of a different agency than somebody who is working here, for example. And so it's really troubling that these kids, a lot of the times, they're really, really young. And, your kids get in trouble, too. They get in a fight. They do something with their fraternity they weren't supposed to do. And all of that is very, very minor that now has tremendous consequences where toward the end of the semester where they're ready to take their finals, all of a sudden they have to leave the country. They paid the money. They did everything right. They may be the best students in their class, and none of that matters.
And legally, you did say at least the student group whose visas have been canceled do have some due process available, unlike some of the others.
Correct. These are not the people who are, hardcore criminals, who have orders of deportation, who have any kind of bad affiliation. These are people that may have been mistakenly identified, or like I said, a lot of them just had one DUI.
So what, when a student comes to you, how long a process is this? How long would it take?
Unfortunately, most of the time, I now refer them to attorneys who pursue claims in federal court and bring fast actions trying to reinstate their status. The normal process, the one where a regular immigration attorney can help, does not work anymore because most of the times there is no opportunity to reinstate them. Even where the designated student officer, that's an employee of the university who is charged, who is managing foreign students, would like to reinstate the student, they don't see that option. It's grayed out of the database. And then it's a pretty long process to try to file an application with the benefit agency of the Immigration Service and try to file it online to expedite and try to wait. So most of the time I refer those students out. I just think it's not fair for me to try to fix something that may not be fixable without going to federal court.
Sounds like a tangled mess. Appreciate the time this morning, Ellen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ellen Freeman, immigration attorney and with the University of Pittsburgh, a professor of and a specialist in immigration law. So the difference with these, at least with the students, as I heard Ellen say, they do have access to due process, but it could take a real long time and can be expensive too, as opposed to the others who in some cases are just being snatched off the streets.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.